Update now, thanks to Kennards Hire. They make your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken oath today. So just a little more on the Novak Djokovic situation.
Just a few thoughts.
So someone like a Nick Kyrgios, he's a polarising figure, obviously, himself. He's spoken out quite a bit about this, and I think he's really taken or sided with Novak, even though they've got a bit of history.
But yes.
apparently they're back to being supposed buddies now.
Right.
I mean, they're both they're the bad boys of tennis, I suppose. So they've kind of got that in common now, almost.
Mm.
Actually, before we get to Nick, let's play Nick first. Go on.
This Hawkeye's like, oh, he's a threat to our borders. And I'm just like, well, no, he's not. We're treating him like he's like a weapon of mass destruction at the moment. Like he's literally here to play tennis. I understand their anger towards him being not vaccinated and having the medical exemption. I understand that. I understand that side. But we've already spoken at face value. You just say, okay, he's done what he's needed to do. He's got his paperwork. He's okay to be here.
Novak Djokovic, a weapon of mass destruction.
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Is he a sub-editor at a newspaper in the future, Nick Kyrgios? Does he have that in his future?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
This is interesting.
Sam Groth did write an interesting article in the Daily Telegraph about...
Oh, yeah. What's Sam saying now?
Well, he was talking about the GOAT, right?
Right.
Djokovic will eventually be, on paper, the GOAT.
On paper?
On paper.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily make you the GOAT.
No.
Which is just an interesting argument because really in theory you go, well, the numbers don't lie.
Mm.
He is the GOAT.
Mm.
But actually it's so much more than just the stats. It's who you are as a person. It's what you do for the sport. It's that public sentiment. And Djokovic literally fails the lit test on all of that stuff apart from winning a load of Grand Slams.
Gee, I don't know whether I think... if you take out that soft metrics, with the hard metrics, there's no doubt that Novak will be viewed as the best player.
There is no way that somebody is writing Novak Djokovic's name and putting a little goat emoji next to it.
Oh, Novak would.
He and his three
his mum
mates.
And dad would. We know his mum and dad would.
And so his brother.
We've determined that. Yes, exactly. And his brother. Biased. Talking about Tim Brain.
But otherwise, it's going to stay with Roger Federer and Rafa to an extent, but even Rafa not so much.
Rafa could go to 21.
He could.
Rafa could.
But even then, I still feel like Roger will be the guy.
And the interesting part about that is that Roger is on the record, and, you know, what have we got? Rod Laver had 9 or 11 Grand Slam tournaments. I think it was 9. He did 8 in 2 years, Grand Slam and the Grand Slam. And Roger used to acknowledge him, but there were all these, the open era and all all these reasons as to why, well, you can't really line up the stats there, but you can line up the stats with what Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic achieved in their time. You know,
you
the surfaces were as they were, like there wasn't the grass court at Kooyong and then the grass court at Wimbledon and then the hard surface in the US and the clay. It's like hard surface, clay, grass, clay. So...
It's just an interesting perspective on it, I
totally,
suppose.
Totally. It's why you and I have a job sitting here talking about it.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Also, elsewhere in sport, in cricket, the Melbourne Stars absolutely pumped the Heat by 8 wickets.
Mm.
Glenn Maxwell, though, man of the match, 37 off 30 balls, 2 for 19 with the ball. But the moment of the night was his catch to get out Hazlitt. This guy, he's running away from the ball. He reaches out... against his momentum, I suppose, rolls over his shoulder and ends up stood up with his hand immediately over his face in disbelief as to what just happened. Have a listen.
Hit it well. Oh! Incredible!
You're
from
kidding.
Maxwell!
Get out of it!
Talk about X Factor, talking about having a night out. It's one of the most extraordinary catches we've ever seen. One-handed from Maxwell.
If you haven't seen it, go and have a look. But it's his reaction. He literally stands up and he can't even celebrate. He's in shock that he's taken this catch.
He's in shock at how good he is?
Yes.
Right. It's very Maxy of him, isn't it?
It's just cool to see. It's very cool to see. I was impressed.
Is it better than the Sean Abbott catch at short cover off Chris Lynn?
It's the reaction.
Okay,
it's the reaction.
All right, all right.
It's the whole thing is a, yeah.
I shouldn't say experience. That about Maxie. He's a lovely fella. Morning from my kayak on Narrabeen Lake. FMJ of Terry Hills here. Did you hear Alex, panel operator Alex, at Narrabeen Lake? He went, oh, it's like this whole northern beaches weird thing. I do not agree with the terms laughing stock and embarrassing with Novak Gate. The population in Australia and around the world would be satisfied he's been asked to leave. I won't bore you with details, but the gross population will be doing a little fist pump and saying move on. Okay, so there you go.
The outcome, yes, but the way it's been handled, no, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. 1-300-01-1170, McDonald Jones open line. Get us on the text line, 0457-736-736. That little news update there, brought to you by Kennards, makes your job easy. Call your local branch today and make sure you talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today.